With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. All residents evacuated due to the Roaring Lion fire south of Hamilton are now allowed back home. The Roaring Lion has burned more than 13 square miles and led to the evacuation of more than 600 homes last week. Incident spokesman Mike Cole says the last of the evacuees were allowed home last night.
We finally got the last 18 people back into their homes when the sheriff changed that last stage 2 areas to a stage 1 warning area. You know, everything's not normal like it was before this fire started, so just keep checking what the fire is doing and be ready to go back out as the weather changes.
The fire has burned at least 16 homes and about 50 outbuildings. Cole says burned trees are very dangerous right now. Some of them look perfectly normal, but actually have burned roots.
Sometimes they don't even need wind on them. When it's time, they'll just tip over because of gravity.
Cole says homeowners should avoid wandering out into the burned areas until crews can reduce the tree-related dangers. Both the Bitterroot National Forest and Yellowstone National Park are putting Stage 1 fire restrictions into place due to rising fire danger. Fires of any sort are only an option within forest or park-provided fire rings. Smoking is prohibited outside of buildings, vehicles, and developed recreation sites, unless you are in a 3-foot diameter area cleared of all burnable vegetation. For Yellowstone, it is also prohibited on all trails and in thermal areas. There are also restrictions on stoves and lanterns. The park's restrictions began at noon today, and the Bitterroots will begin at midnight tonight. A former Blackfeet tribal councilwoman wants to withdraw her guilty plea to federal charges of harboring a fugitive and lying to authorities. Cheryl Little Dog's new attorney filed the request today. Federal public defender Anthony Gallagher says Little Dog's previous attorney pressured her to plead guilty, and she did not have enough time to consider the consequences. Little Dog says she wants the case to go to trial. U.S. Marshals and FBI agents were searching last October for a man who was wanted in South Dakota on charges of molesting an 8-year-old girl. Prosecutors say Little Dog initially told authorities that Frank Gallardo was not in her home. She later gave the officers permission to search, and they found him in a crawl space. A nonpartisan organization that provides voters with factual information about politicians plans to leave its ranch in Montana after the next presidential election. The Montana Standard reports that Project Vote Smart has operated from a 150-acre ranch near Phillipsburg for 16 years. Vote Smart's team of 20 employees and about 40 interns tracks election data and politicians' voting records. The ranch is more than 100 miles from the nearest airport. The organization's interim national director says moving to a city could help Vote Smart recruit more fall and winter interns and have better access to resources. Two Bozeman men have filed a complaint with the Human Rights Bureau, saying the State Division of Child and Family Services discriminated against them as they sought to adopt a foster child. They say state employees subjected them to anti-gay comments, sabotaged their application, and that one worker told them they'd be, quote, at the bottom of my list, unquote, for foster placements. State officials say the baby boy, who was born with marijuana and methamphetamine in his system, was placed with a relative, and that family placements take priority over foster placement. The agency says it does not place foster children with same-sex couples. The 8,200-acre wildfire south of Hamilton is expected to continue burning through at least early September. That prediction is from Roaring Lion Fire spokesman Mike Cole. Cole says we're probably still weeks away from a season-ending rain or snow event.
That season-ending event averages around September 10th. Sometimes that's before that, sometimes later than that. But over the many years, that's the average. So we're still looking at pretty close to 6 weeks of fire season for a normal year.
Firefighters are now concentrating their work on the fire's south end in the Camas Creek drainage. Cole says most other sections are looking very good.
We always have people and equipment based on what we need. We feel like we're at the point where we can start releasing some of that to other fires in the country. So we are slowly starting to downsize here. It looks like that'll continue through the week.
The Roaring Lion Fire is still the top firefighting priority in the Northern Rockies, but Cole qualifies that by noting that it's been a fairly quiet fire season in the region. Firefighters didn't waste any time attacking the Lost Trail Fire, a lightning-caused blaze discovered Saturday afternoon. Todd McKay, a Bitterroot National Forest spokesperson, says they dropped 66,000 gallons of water onto the fire in the last 2 days. Aircraft have also dumped 4,500 gallons of retardant around the perimeter. The fire is still at around 8 acres in size, but the initial attack was very strong due to concerns over dead and beetle-infested lodgepole pine in the area. McKay says crews are making good progress containing the fire. The fire is located just northeast of Lost Trail Pass. There are no closures or evacuations in place, but officials ask that motorists avoid stopping on Highway 93 or on the forest roads leading towards the fire. The Copper King Fire, burning east of Thompson Falls, is now 5% contained, up from Friday's zero. It is now nearly 1,500 acres, growing mostly eastward. Crews continue to slow fire growth to the south and west, and protect private property along the Thompson River and Highway 200. Officials in south central Montana say human remains found last week west of Melville may be those of a 38-year-old Bozeman hunter who went missing 2 years ago. The Sweetgrass County Undersheriff says a positive identification is pending, but personal items located with the remains led officers to believe they belong to Aaron Hedges. Hedges was reported missing in September of 2014. He was last seen in the Campfire Lake area on the western side of the Crazy Mountains. That fall, searchers found a pair of boots, water backpack, and a fire spot believed to belong to Hedges on the eastern side of the mountains. Last summer, a rancher found a bow, backpack, and a hunting license with Hedges' name on it west of Melville. The undersheriff said the remains were located near the same area. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.